Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. All right, Tyron Joe here for the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Man, I am indeed excited to be here with you guys tonight. We're just doing a test run. We want to test the mics. If you out listening to me right now as I'm doing this live, I would like to ask most definitely, man, what are some things that you would like to have talked about with, as a, on radio or, subjects, topics that really has, that really is much needed for our community that we live in. Like, today is Tuesday, November 6th, and it is the day. It is the day. That election day that everybody has been, hollering about for such a long time, and today is that day. So now the question is, okay, with that being said, with today's day being said, what do we do from here? When Wednesday comes, how do we go on with our life? How do we, do we stop, the progression, or do we continue to, continue to fight? A lot of times what happens in our community, we just stop right there. We don't move on. We don't continue. But the thing is that we must move on. If you really want to make some type of influence, some type of dent in the culture, we've got to move on. Hello? We not just move on, but we got to work. Put in the work. Hello? We got to put in the work. And that's one thing that I know which is going to propel us. It is going to fuel us to do what needs to be done. Amen. Amen. That's just what it is. It's going to fuel us and it's going to propel us. See? Last week, last Thursday, we were doing a show about scriptures, unity in the scriptures. Let me read a few of these scriptures because I think that's what the issue was. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's the Ephesians 4:11-13. The question now that I have is, okay, when it talks about Christ in this scripture, are we talking about a man, or are we talking about a collective unit of people? See, in my understanding, the way this scripture is laid out before us, it is referring to as a man, not. It is referring to as a collective group of people, not just a man. Let's read it again. It says, so Christ himself, all right, okay, that part of Christ himself, talking about a man, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ, now we talk about a group, may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Back to a man. See, thing is, in order to have the Christ consciousness, we talk about Christ consciousness as a collective, of the people. The whole, all the people have to have that Christ consciousness for us to be what you call the body of Christ. Only way we're going to get the Christ consciousness is if we are a unified unit. Let's go to Colossians 3:13-14. It says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. It says that, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Look at God. That's the thing right there. A lot of people, they don't know. Yet alone are they ready, they don't know what perfect unity is. They don't know. The OGs have stopped teaching. The OGs have stopped teaching us about these things. So now what do we do? Some of the OGs, they didn't gave up. Some of the OGs, they didn't say, well, you know, the hell with it. Let the young man kill himself. Let the young man fall flat on his feet. Is that the way of unity? Is that the way of Christ, the collective Christ consciousness? Let me send this little message real quick. All right. Let's read some more. I in them. This is John. This is John 17:23. I in them and you and me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved me, them even as you have loved me. Now, I want to go back to that. Scripture in Ephesians 4:11-13, because it digging deep into talking about the Christ consciousness. And first, let me look up the word consciousness and see exactly what it means. It's got so many spellings. See, this consciousness, consciousness, it says the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings, the awareness or perception of something by a person, the fact of awareness by the mind of itself and the world. So the mind, I want to look up that word mind, because the mind is like a collective of people as well. the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought, a person's mental process contrasted with physical action, a person's intellect, a person's memory, a person identified with their intellectual faculties, a person's attention, the will or determination to achieve something. Now, that was mind as a noun. Now here's mind as a verb. Be distressed, annoyed, or worried by. Have an objection to. Be reluctant. Okay. Remember, remind, remember. Take care temporarily. Use to warn someone to avoid injury or damage. From a hazard, be careful about the quality or nature of, be inclined to dispose. Let me look at another definition for consciousness, the collective consciousness. Let me see what this say. Well, I guess that's the only one. But that is consciousness. Let's see what Wikipedia is saying. It's the state or quality of awareness or of being aware of external objects or something within itself. It has been defined variously in terms of science, sentience, perceive or experience subjectivity. Ooh, okay. I'm up here getting me a little study in. But let's go now to Ephesians. Talking about the Christ consciousness. Let's see what is Christ consciousness? Oh man, it only got 90 seconds. Oh man, Christ consciousness. Let's see. The term Christ consciousness has gained popularity in recent years as celebrities and public figures claim that they have found truth in the form of spirituality. Those championing this idea sometimes call themselves Christians. However, their definition of the word Christian is far different from the biblical meaning. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is used as a means of normalizing a religion, which is nothing more than a rebranded Eastern mysticism. See, my thing that I'm trying to get at is that Christ consciousness is a collective total of all of the people. The consciousness of the people, which is making up the whole total body of Christ. That's what I'm trying to get at. How are we making up this body of Christ? Let's see. I don't know NIV. Is it going to cut me off? I'm trying to say, is it going to cut me all the way off? Go to 11. All right, I don't know. I think it's still going, though. It haven't ended. But let's go ahead and talk a little more. I think I get an extra 15 minutes. All right, let's talk just a little bit more. So, let's start at 11. 11, it goes to 13. All right, there we go. And he himself gave some to be apostles. Let's start at 10. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That's Christ consciousness. That is the consciousness of Christ. Let me get that in the King James. Let me get that in the King James Version. King James Version. All right, let's see what the King James Version said. We'll start at 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, on whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, including to the effectiveness, working by which every part does, it causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Amen. We're talking about Christ consciousness being a collective total. Amen.